Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to share with you the truth on the future of podcasting.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what's going on, everyone? I hope you're all having an amazing day, amazing night. It is your man, your host, Jay Wong, joining you. And hope everyone's having a great summer because it has been really entertaining, but it's also made it very, very difficult to be more consistent with especially with this podcast. We've been onboarding people the last couple of weeks, so bear with me while we go through this period. Lesson learned, do not try to onboard multiple people in multiple positions at the same time. That is a lesson learned for a different day. But I wanted to share with you this interview that I did just last week. And the context to this, because I do believe context is ever so important in a lot of times that we're listening to content. So earlier this summer, before I actually moved to Vancouver for the summer, one of my top students, Edwin Franduzzo, asked me if he would come on my podcast, the Business Leadership Podcast. And his podcast is all about interviewing founders. It's all about creating kind of like the new business leader. And he runs this amazing SaaS company as well. So he has this wealth of experience that he's leveraging and being able to share his story, but really being able to highlight some of these great CEOs and executives in his world. And he's interviewed people like Seth Godin and some other really successful founders. So go check out the Business Leadership Podcast if that is of interest to you. So he asked me to come on, not his podcast, but he pitched me to come on. What he was doing is this kind of live radio show through a software called Dialog. And at the time, I said, sure, let's do an interview. Let's just do it near the end of summer. And so we were doing this last week. We were trying to log in. And from time to time, you know how when something kind of important is supposed to take place, you log in. And for whatever reason, we ran into all these different tech issues. And we didn't get a chance to, quote unquote, do the interview. But we had originally scheduled ourselves to do a bit of a catch up, just kind of like a 20, 25 minute catch up. And I wanted to kind of see what he was thinking about and how he was positioning the live radio show for to grow his brand and like his business and like to take his podcast to new heights. And he always wanted to kind of just catch up and kind of hear what I'm up to. And even though we're both originally from Toronto, we're not both all the time there. So it was kind of a great way for us to kind of chat. So this conversation is that conversation of us, quote unquote, hanging out and the behind the scenes. It's not the interview, and we press record, and what kind of came out from the interview was what I wanted to share with you, because I thought it was so great to have, you know, two different podcasters at different stages, but both trying to think about what is the next evolution for their own brand, for how they're creating. And the reason I wanted to share this is because, like, first of all, it's you'll hear. I mean, the conversation is raw, right? So in some ways, I do believe that podcasting in its purest form is this, right? It's me sharing with you the quote-unquote behind the scenes, the recording that, you know, that we didn't even know we had access to, you know what I mean? And he pressed record, he just wanted to show me, and then someone was listening, and then we thought, you know what, it's out already, maybe we should just share this, right? And so I think from that vantage point, I think you'll find a lot of value. Second, I think you'll find a lot of value, especially if you are someone who's looking to launch a podcast, if you're looking to capitalize on your podcast, if you're looking to grow your podcast, if you're looking to establish your authority through the medium of the future and through sound, I think this will be really insightful for you as well. So I don't know how many more of these secret recordings we're going to have throughout the year, but this is one that until they take me or until they tell me to take it off, I'm going to leave it up for you guys. And I hope you really enjoy it because we go through future casting, you know, the future of where this medium is going. We go through some of the things that I've been thinking about and how I think the next evolution of this show should be, because I'm always thinking about, you know, what's the next, you know, how are we growing? You know, how are we looking to level up in different areas of our lives? And just because you have it really good today doesn't mean that you can't look to have it better. So that's a lot of the context around this. I hope you really enjoy this episode. And if you do enjoy this, it would be amazing, whatever you're listening to your podcast is on, if you can leave us a great rating and review to boost up the podcast. And it's a great way to show me that you're, you know, getting some value out of it. And that's really great for my team and I. But it's also another great way for us to get some really great guests on. And we have some really great ones lined up for you in the fall. So until then, I hope you enjoy this episode. And I can't wait to see you or hear you or feel you. And not a That's kind of a weird way. Can't wait to serve you. There you go. Serve you in the next episode. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So these guys approached me. So earlier this year, I was like, hey, I was thinking to myself, how do I grow my brand, my voice brand, right? And I'm like, yeah, man, I need to get to like a daily podcast. And like, I mean, between you and I, it's fucking a lot of work to do a podcast. So there's no way I could get to it. And then one of the founders of this company, Dialogue, so I don't know if you ever heard of Dan DeBo or Farhan Tawar, but these guys are like tech gods here in Toronto. Okay. Dan like exited two companies, one of them to Salesforce, one of them like ridiculous. Like these guys just said, "Hey, oh, we're going to start a company," and people threw them like $10 million or something like that.
That's crazy.
With no idea, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're just going to build a company. Let's just do something. Anyways, they ended up pivoting earlier this year because the original idea didn't run. And then they're like, oh, we're going to do something like create a live radio show. And they had reached out to me about 2-3 months ago saying, hey, do you want to be a founding host? And I'm like thinking in my head that that's a beta tester. But yeah, sure, because the timing is right.
Sure.
So anyways, that's where I am with this. And this is the first time I've had an issue since them relaunching a new platform. And so it was odd.
Yeah, I mean the link that I mean I'm sure it works. I mean you said you've done it like almost 30 times, right? But the link, whatever link you sent me just now, it worked right away. Like I didn't even need to sign in because I was already signed in, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, let's just catch up, man. I mean that was it. That was just wanted to tell you. Yeah, so this ended up, I do three of these live phone calls, which I call them podcast live, mm-hmm. and it's super simple. You get to share your brand or your platform with people who probably you don't want as your profile, but you know they've been really cool, and you didn't. And now I could like get all these like thought leaders, subject matter experts, and
right.
And when we're done, when we're done. This link or whatever, it's already recorded. It's done. Yeah. It's live on the internet to stream. So it's been a journey, man, but it's been pretty amazing for the brand.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So are you still like producing a podcast, I guess, in the traditional sense, or since you're just doing three of these like a week, this just goes kind of live to the internet. Like, do you take it and I guess like repurpose it or like,
good question. So I am, so my original podcast, I'm calling them exclusive interviews now. So there's podcasts and they're distributed traditionally. And these are just sort of the live. And I'm thinking about taking the Jay Wong course and just launching into iTunes with 30 episodes as first and let's see if I break the bank on getting to the top. I wanted to ask you, should I put that as another podcast or should I? Yeah, I was thinking of just doing another podcast linked to iTunes.
Where it's kind of like you and there's a little more diversity.
More diversity. It's more me. There's more of me because you're my co-host. So I wanted you to ask me questions. And it's like, oh, Edwin, exactly what you asked me. Why did you do these live podcasts? And what are your thought process on that? And I get, because in these exclusive interviews, obviously, and you know this, you've done 200, you're really trying to get into them and dig deep into them. It is about you, but it's really not about you. So this is where it's about me sharing me and my platform with other people.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we're catching up here. I thought about this exact idea the last couple of weeks where it's like, I was like, man, I kind of just want to get like a group of podcasters or like one or two and have everyone kind of share their own experience, because like, yeah, I totally agree with you on the format of the interview. Like there's parts of me that believe that the interview is actually not, it's not going to be conducive to you growing your brand, right? Because it's great to help. It's almost great as a starter point, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, as you know, if you're just pushing out interviews, then you're, it's almost like you're pushing traffic to certain ones, unless you do the work per interview where you have like a back end or an affiliate per person, right? But that's like an ungodly amount of work. And that's not really gonna, like, that's not really feasible with everybody too. You know, like Jason Connell is a really good example mm-hmm. of where I was like, where we did a second interview and, you know, like we've known each other for the last couple of years. And like, he's like, we've always like jumped on calls together, just kind of like him helping me with stuff and him coaching me along the way. And, you know, we just check in with each other. So, you know what I mean? Like when we did our second interview, the idea was like, oh, like since you're launching your course, like, why don't we just like team up and do this, right? But
yeah,
going through that experience, I mean, it was awesome working with Jason and it was great, but like, it's a lot of work, right? Like it's even like you're designing essentially it's like a brand new funnel per person.
Yes.
So like, unless you have like an agency that they do, you know what I mean? Like, unless you have like a couple of you on your team, like that's what they do. And like, they just implement the tech and like, they make sure you're good to go. I'm like, there's no way it's feasible if you're pumping out an interview, let's say once a week, right? Which is kind of like a more traditional sense.
That's right.
That's why I'm a big believer. You have to, even if you are doing interviews, and that was like my way of kind of hedging it and making sure it made sense for me, which is like, I have to be putting out solo episodes and I have to be creating my own, you know, like my own like pillar content, because that content gets the audience to like, you know what I mean? It's getting the true believers to become, you know, or getting the people to be like more true believers in that sense. Right.
And really, yeah. And really know who you are. Right. Like, I mean, they know you, especially through your Facebook groups and stuff like that, but it depends. Right.
Well, I've heard, and this is something I always found interesting. Like people have told me, it's like, hey, you know, I discovered you through the interviews with so-and-so, right? I discovered you through the interview with Edwin. Right. But I started listening to your podcast and I got more into you, right? As the thought leader, like whatever space I hold in their mind, right? Like I read your emails and I read these things and they go, I don't always listen to your podcast because I'm not always interested in the guests.
Yes.
Right. But I'm interested in you. Right. So then it's like, oh, that's interesting. Right. So like, why are we pushing out pillar, like, should the interviews be pillar content or should the interviews simply be seen as great front end tools to drive new people to you? But you as a business, as an entity, like you need to have pillar content that speaks to your values, speak to who you are as an entrepreneur, right? What your products and services are, what your movement is, you know, so people could kind of move up with you. Right. And some will just be a casual listener. You know, and you know how it goes, right? Some will be casual listeners. Some will buy one or two things and some will go to your highest level and want to be your best friend.
Exactly.
And work with you and like, just like go to anything that you put out there, you know? So it's kind of like, okay, well, how do you make sense of this as a content creator? Because as you said, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, man. So I mean, this way, I mean, I just did this. I'm like, okay, let me do 10. Let me see how it works. And then I realized, man, I'm really talking to different people. And man, all it is a phone call. Like how many phone calls do you make a day, for example? I don't know if you do or not, but a lot of business owners make a lot of calls. Like I'd rather just call my business partner. I'd rather call, so yeah. let's have a chat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's all it is. That's all it became. And then I'm like, okay, because I'm such a system geek, I started creating sort of systems around it. So it sort of makes it a little simpler for me. So really I spent an hour tops on this content. And it's live and it's evergreen and it's
there. Yeah. You have all the benefits of it. And you know, if I share it to my audience, right? Like maybe a couple people check your stuff out, right? Like, so like, yeah, I could see why it would make sense.
So, and I heard myself say it out loud recently to someone, at an event. He's like, so Ed, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I guess what I'm doing is I'm releasing 4 brand new evergreen content a week in terms of just the top level. Like, it's not even repurposing, right? I'm starting to do that now, but I'm not repurposing anything really, right, yet. And that's just nuts for me to think of, because my friend is like, Edwin, you have so much content. Why aren't you like repurposing any of it yet? I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. I was just focused on creating good content at first, right? So,
well, and you know, I think it's an interesting journey, right? Because for example, Russell Brunson, I don't know how closely you follow ClickFunnels or Russell. But I'm just going to use him as a case study, or maybe you know who Russell is, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so they recently just launched this like book. It's called like the Black Book of Marketing, right? But what it is he actually had a team member go through his entire podcast, like 400 whatever episodes, or they have even more probably because they've been podcasting since like 2011, and kind of just like testing out the platform. You know what I mean? Like it was like, they never had any strategy necessarily going into it. But they just knew that's one of the places that they wanted to be. So they would just force Russell to create like 2-3 episodes a week. And anyway, so his like assistant or team member, like, I don't even know what this person would be called, but like went through the podcast and pretty much organized all the content, got all the transcripts for every single thing, and then put it in a structured way where someone could go through that book. It's like 300 pages, or I don't know. I downloaded it just to kind of see what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's like a book, right? But it's not like a book. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like a New York bestseller.
No, it's an ebook. Book, like, right? It's an instructional, provide tangible.
But it's like a great, you know what I mean? But it's an amazing resource of all the things that he's talked about or mentioned, or, you know what I mean? And like, it's organized in a way versus when, you know, typically a creator would create something, they would, you know what I mean? Like it's a little bit all over the place.
Yes, right? Of course.
Like, yeah. You know, it's just, it's disorganized. It's chaotic. It's the way that it would come out. It's kind of how your brain thinks about things, right? You think about this, and then you're in the shower, you get this epiphany over here, you connect it to, you know, something Edwin said, right? You connect it to this book you read, and it's like, boom, you come up with this idea, and it's like this merger of everything, you know? So I thought it was kind of great to have that. And that's an opportunity for almost all podcasters. But then here's the question: how many of them actually have the resources or the, right, like the ability or the skill to be able to have someone organize all that and have like a great PDF, like a massive PDF.
It's so funny that you're bringing that up. I mean, I had this chat with this woman and she's starting a podcast, but she comes from the, like, she was a producer and she created visual content, like video content. And she actually just told me this last week. She's like, Edwin, you're at 70, blah, 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 blah. You should release an ebook at 100, but you need to get someone, maybe they're either, communications expert and listen to all it, so they could, it's exactly what you just said, so they could create these tangible information from each one and find the similarities between either all episodes or what are the top 10 things all these business leaders had, like, you know, create content like that. And it's just funny that you're reinforcing that conversation I had last week.
Dude, I had someone tell me, this is like when I was just starting out, and their whole thing, or one of their whole things, is they're a true believer in passive income. Like, who isn't? well, I don't know. I actually don't. We could dive into that, but I just don't believe like passive income is never passive, right? No matter what you do, it's not passive. But it was like every 50 or 75 episodes, you should release like a book that kind of recaps everything. Right. So like people could be, you know, and you put this on Amazon for like X amount of dollars. And he drew out for me this entire strategy. This is part of what he's doing. Right. And now he has like he has 3 or 4 like Amazon bestselling books. And like he just releases them like once every like, I don't know, 8 months or so. You know what I mean? To kind of stir the pot, to kind of keep the progress up and going. And then he's like, you know, it works because people keep seeing you publish content in different ways, and like you're getting money from Amazon, you're, you know, there's a way of monetizing it directly, right? But I like the idea when he proposed it, but I never you know, I never actually went too deep into that. Because well, I don't know,
but you also have different revenues. I mean, I never call it passive streams. I call it revenue streams, but yeah. I mean, you have a number of revenue streams. That's why. So it's you focusing on what's ahead of you. Right. So it's,
there's that whole debate of, well, let me ask you this. It's like, Edwin, do you ever want to release your own book?
Oh,
like
my God.
Your own like book. Right. I don't know, right? So like that's subjective, right? Some people don't, some people do. But I would argue that most thought leaders or most people that, you know, want to be an influencer or want to have their ideas out there, or maybe you just want to have a book the same reason you want to have a podcast, right? To solidify some part of your own legacy. Maybe mm-hmm. no one buys it and you just share it with your family, right? And that's kind of cool, right? But I always thought like if I release, right, you know, like maybe it doesn't do me any justice if I release all these books that are just summaries of my podcasts, which is what a lot of people do. Right?
Yeah.
It's okay if Tim Ferriss does it. Okay. But it doesn't mean that you are Tim Ferriss and it doesn't mean you should do it.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. And just because he's released two massive volumes of, you know what I mean? Because like he's had that opportunity, but he also had those books that really put himself on the map. Right. So it's kind of like, you know, what do you want to go and attack first? Because, you know, I don't know about you, but it's like if you come up with a great book or a great anything, you're going to put your full force in marketing that and standing behind that.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I get it.
Dude, I know this is not supposed to be our podcast, but maybe this should be.
Well, hey, man, I told you, I think people are, we have one person listening to us, but it's probably someone from Helpful Group. But I mean, this is recording. We'll save this. I mean, this is huge content. This is like an actual real call that's recorded.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we didn't even think about it, but I mean, you and I don't think twice about recording ourselves anymore. I mean, except like you said, you're making them on and maybe putting some clothes on, but
yeah. I was like, yeah, is this audio only? Cause that really you know depends how many times I should do my hair.
But I mean your brand, you do a lot of video stuff, but I don't on my brand because executives, it's funny, but it's a little easier just to just only keep it traditional audio and you really get them out of him. But I mean, this is great. There's huge content in this, but yeah, I mean, that's a catch up. I didn't know if we wanted to get dig deep there if you had anything specific too to catch up on. I mean, my only question I had for you is I know you in your course you talk about releasing 5-8 episodes. So I have this new brand of Edwin podcast, Business Leadership Podcast Live, you know, it's a call-in radio show, and I'm like, my first step of repurposing it is actually putting it on as a traditional podcast, because right now it's just sitting on Dialogue, or some of them I've already put onto like on SoundCloud just to have it there. So it's ready to get RSS feed fed up somewhere. I'm like, do I just drop in 30 into iTunes and see what happens? Like, it's gonna
yeah, I mean, I would look at it like this. First of all, I wouldn't even do 30. Like, I think it's like, that's kind of like shooting all the bullets at once, right?
But I'm creating 3 of these a week, right? Like, I'll never catch up if I don't.
Well, no, I mean, just publish it once every other day. Right. Or even like see if you could do daily ones. Right. I will say this, though. I've heard from many podcasters and people that are more like they geek out on this even more than I do. And I mean, you know me, like I love podcasting, but I also love the business side of things. Right. Like I love how it integrates into one's marketing. You know, like I'm not a believer in direct monetization of podcasts. I'm not a believer in, you know, I'm not a believer in daily uploads and podcasts. And part of the reason is because, you know, multiple people have told me that the algorithm in iTunes specifically, and maybe this will change because there's so many new players coming onto the scene, right? Anchor, this, you know, Dialogue. I just learned about this like 20 minutes ago, right? Yeah. You know, like Spotify is coming up to like about 5-7% of all my downloads, right? Like that didn't exist like 8 months ago. Exactly. You know what I mean? So like, and you know, who else or what, like now they're saying Libsyn, like Rob, the founder, is telling me, he's like, dude, you should optimize for Alexa so that people can play your thing on Alexa or in Google Home or whatever. Right. Like, and so like, there's all these new things happening. Right. And a lot of people have mentioned to me, like, the algorithm for iTunes is not really optimized for you to upload daily. Like, it, there's no, like, direct benefit,
no,
right? From an algorithm standpoint, right? But why do you think daily uploads or daily anything works, right? Daily Instagrams or daily YouTube, right? Like, why do you think that, like, in for example, for YouTube, the algorithm actually makes sense, right? Like, if you do, the more you post, right, the more videos you post, the more the algorithm favors you, right? So there's an algorithm benefit there. But from a consumer standpoint, and, like, true consumer standpoint, once they discover something, and if it's coming on, like, if they know the schedule, they love it. You know what I mean? Like, it becomes something that they expect. It's worked into their routine. So I think daily makes sense from a consumer standpoint, even though there might not be an algorithm type of benefit, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm not even, you know, I've never really cared about algorithm or getting top. It's all about for me. But ultimately, I mean, it was just a question I thought of because of that. Some people, obviously, even yourself included, in terms of, like, how do you, when you launch, you want to launch it properly, right? So you get sort of that benefits as well, right? But I mean, it's just like I just got a ton of these episodes now, right? That I haven't put it on any podcast network yet, and I should before it gets to like 100.
Yeah, I mean, so I would just launch with, like, let's say 5 to 6 or what have you. You know what I mean? Really push it as the launch. And then I would schedule everything else, like, as a daily. So then, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have, like, a weekly podcast digest to tell people what they missed. Or, like that way, like, you have your entire podcast, like, automated pretty much. And you would have, like, a month and a half of it, like, done pretty much. And then if you're doing 3 a week, like, you'll never be, like, under the gun in theory. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. Because these are, I mean, I it's not that the date matters. When I do my intros, I usually, because it's a live, quote unquote, live platform, right? So I do try to, the language is semi-different, right? Because you're trying to encourage people who are listening to jump on the call. And you always want to provide context for people, just like live, when you do live shows or live Instagram or live Facebook webinars, sometimes you have to say what you're talking about 10 minutes in just for people who just jumped on, right? So you got to, for this, you have to do it as well. So I do have the dates and stuff, but I mean, it's something to think about. It not that I have a time to do these processes, but I mean, it's just setting it up and then it's done.
Well, it's kind of cool to hear that you're thinking about this and the next stage of this. I mean, I'm constantly thinking about it for my stuff, but as well for other, like, just for, like, the industry, just for, like, conversations like this. It's like, what is the next, right? Like, what, like, how do you position yourself, quote unquote, for the future? And you don't get obsessed with optimizing what's currently working. So you know what I mean?
So my partners there at IT World Canada, one of my partners, media partners for the podcast, I had gotten Alexa. I remember you posted this maybe 6 months ago, but you were intrigued about Alexa. But they had told me 6 months before that to get Alexa because they produce a daily podcast or four times a week podcast, 3-minute podcast called Hashtag Trending. And so it's part of the morning, what's it called on the Alexa platform? Like, what's happening? So he was telling me his traffic on Alexa is nuts because you could just say, hey, Alexa, play Hashtag Trending, and it's going to play right now. And then it's like 3-minute context. So it's almost like if you wanted the next thing in the voice in my world would be like, hey, Alexa, tell me what the key learnings from Edwin's last podcast was. Mm. It just spits it out. Oh, Edwin spoke to Jay Wong and he said the future of voice is this and you need to keep thinking about this and this. Boom. I don't even have to listen to the podcast. Like, that would be nuts.
Well, first of all, I do agree. And I agreed 6 months ago or whenever I talked about it. And for me, one of the things was just the lack of team and systems around me to be able to execute on that. And it really, I mean, one, it really pissed me off, to be honest. Because I know the power of, like, being there now, you know what I mean? But it's okay. We're getting up and running.
You don't have to be first. You don't have to be first.
But you're right though, because that is, in a lot of ways, I do think that is going to be what, people, they want, like, for them to dive into a long form content, which is, it's great, right? Because like, I feel like I haven't been able to track this like fully, right? Like there's no like statistical breakdown that I can give you that's like sound, but I've talked to enough podcasters that also run, you know, their business on the side, right? Or their podcast on the side, like however they look at it. And they go, I guarantee, like almost guaranteed across the board that the best buyers and the best like long-term buyers that increase the lifetime like value of a customer is definitely a podcast listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I've heard this from many people that they've attempted tracking it with like all the, you know, like a very specific link and like, you know, you track each and every opt-in and you track the length that they work with you, right? Like
it's
the lifetime.
So hard to track though, right?
I know, like that's so difficult. But if you think about it, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? It totally makes sense. Like someone that listens to your podcast, that they're in it, you know what I mean? 40, 50 minutes for an interview. Right. And then they listen to you once or twice every week or whatever. Dude, they just have your voice in their minds constantly, whether you're trying to sell them or not. You know what I mean? And whether you even have an offer that's relevant to them or not. You know what I mean? Like that's like true believer, you know? And if there is ever a right offer for them, like they're bought in for good. You know, not like forever, but like they're just bought in, you know?
No, it's true. I mean, I'm still learning. I mean, I'm deep in there, but I'm just, I'm still learning and seeing that. And I know I don't talk to enough podcasters because you're deep in that. Like you talk to many podcasters. I don't talk to many. You're the one podcaster I talk to the most and we don't even talk all the time. I mean, a lot of like newer podcasters, obviously, and you've seen this as you've grown. You know, approach me now. And they're like, Edwin, I've heard your podcast. It's great. I'm thinking about that and that. And I'm like, well, you know, if you really want the hands-on, I always tell them to go to Jay Wong. But I mean, I could tell you I'm okay for a 10-minute call and I'll just give you my thoughts. That's it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But but yeah, I mean, I need to be talking more, like have these discussions because I could geek out all day too as well. And I have ideas as well, right? So that's
well, I think it's always fair. Like someone asked me the other day, I attended this conference this year. Like, it's funny enough, like we worked with Jason, but like this one year, like in the last like 6 months specifically, I was like, I'm not going to say yes to any like free speaking engagement.
Yes.
If that makes any sense, right? Like,
well, you don't have to tell me that, but I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm only going to focus, and it's not even a huge priority right now, to be honest. And it's fine, right? Like I'm like, and you know, right? With speaking, it's like when you're mentally there and when you're like, I need to make this happen, it's going to happen, you know? But I attended this conference last year and, you know, someone asked me, they were like, hey, what's the benefit of going to that conference? And I was like, honestly, there's this. And I was like, honestly, probably the biggest benefit was just meeting other podcasters and mm-hmm. seeing how they're doing, like seeing their back end and just how they're thinking about it, you know, because you have different opinions, different spectrums, people that are trying this and it's working and they're using like Twitter or this person's using Pinterest and you're like, holy crap. Like I would have sounds like a good idea, but I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? So you get to kind of like pick and choose like who you get to listen to and mastermind with and actually like dive deeper and figure out what they're currently doing and see how that actually makes sense for you. So I think these, you know, these conversations are massively valuable, like massively valuable because it gives you perspective and context to what you're doing.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. I mean, I definitely missing out in terms of like talking and throwing out ideas with other folks who are doing it, whether they're ahead of you and stuff. Like I said, I always tell you, Jay, you're like my guiding light when it comes to podcasting. So I'm like, I know Jay talks to so many podcasters. He's like the guru in my world. So,
but well, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I appreciate the good work. I know we're, I know you have a call soon, so I want.
Dude, this was a really solid. Like,
no, you know what? I just messaged on Slack Kristen and Apple. I'm like, I think we're gonna put this live. I'm gonna tell Jay.
Yeah.
This call is amazing. Maybe we don't have to reschedule, and if we do reschedule, we'll do one on a very specific topic.
No, I mean, I'm so curious because, this is kind of like. The raw, so like, okay, the really quick story because I do have to run, but yeah. I don't know if you saw me post about this, but there was this podcaster, him and his wife, originally from Trinidad, and they're a big believer.
Angel.
Yeah, Angel Jones. Angel, yeah. Do you know Angel's?
I was on his 7-minute podcast. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So his whole thing is like 12-minute convos. Anyways, I remember when Angel reached out to me when he was like, probably, I don't know. He was just like doing it. And I ignored it because I was like, what could we possibly cover in 12 minutes?
That,
exactly. Right? Like my first thought. Okay. Honest first impression. And then when he told me he was doing like this RV, he didn't even tell me. Like he just started doing it. Right. And he's traveling from city to city. He's doing like, I don't know, 80 something plus cities. So they flew literally flew from Trinidad and Tobago to Florida, rented this like massive SUV, and they're driving it around US and Canada. And they're in a city, like a new city every 2-3 days. Right. And they're talking and they're talking with people for 12 minutes. Right. And he's looking to do like 1,000, like he's going to have 1,000 interviews. Like he's probably going to have almost like 1,000 interviews. Right.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Right. Just the sheer amount of work. Right. And just to make this happen. So I'm like, Angel, why are you doing all this? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what drives you? Like, legit, like, don't off record, on record, whatever you want to tell me. Right. And he's like, honestly, he goes, podcasting in its rawest form is kind of like this. It's like that phone call with that friend that you wish you would have recorded.
That's right.
You know? And podcasting was a medium for so long that allowed you to be an amateur. And for that to be okay, not amateur in a bad way, but just amateur-ish, right?
Just to let it go. Like, yeah, it doesn't just have to be perfect.
Just to let it flow. Like, you're not wearing any clothes. Like, you know, you're not doing, like, you know what I mean? And I thought about it and I was like, you know, he's right because people have really dressed it up. You know what I mean? And obviously I have a bias to this because that's such a big part of our business, right? But I thought it was really interesting he brought that up because I was like, man, podcasting in its rawest form is supposed to be like this.
That's right.
It's supposed to be the secret recording that no one hears. You know what I mean?
So,
and I'm like,
and it's funny you say that. I think about that. We talked about it earlier. Like, so Edwin, are you still doing those once a week things? So I am, but now with this raw form on dialogue, I'm like, man, I could pump out like 3-4, you know, live calls. And it's a fraction of the production time for what we need to do for it. But I mean, it's still, I think there's value in it still, but I mean, these are the thoughts now, right? In terms of my head and what's happening.
Well, and then you go to like, let's take coaching consulting, for example, right? I know some people with very successful podcasts that all they do is they'll say, hey, I'm willing to coach you, right? Let's say you were a coach, right? And like, you're not trying to sell me your coaching packages, but you just want to have a way to serve your audience.
Yes.
So I'm like, hey, Edwin, could you coach me? Like, I'm trying to build up my business, trying to scale. Like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to hire, right? So you're like, okay, Jay, here's the deal. I'll coach you, but we got to do it live, like in this setting. And like, you got to be okay with like talking about your numbers. You got to be okay, like just being like, as if it's like a true coaching call.
I love that. Yeah.
And that's what they do. And so like, what is that? Like, two things that it does immediately, right? One, for me, it blows my mind, right? I'm like, oh my God, I get to work with Edwin like for free. Like, this is amazing, right? Because what happens after a really good coaching session is that if you really did blow my mind, or you really, right? Like, I'm going to be like, Edwin, how do I, like, where do I sign up for more? Right?
Where do I start? Or how do I, exactly, I don't even know where to start now. Like, it's like, nuts.
Just send me the link, send me the PayPal thing. Like, let's make this happen, right?
One,
it does that immediately. But two, what does it do? Like, your whole brand is that you are this extra valuable coach. You have all these coaching sessions that I can listen to for free, right? And if I'm looking for a coach, I'm like, dude, like, I don't need to look no further because I heard two of these sessions and they're so relevant to me. I went and applied them, but now I have, you know, the new questions, right? And now I'm like, I want to engage Edwin. So like, the whole podcast actually makes sense because it doesn't take away from it. You don't have to ever take time out of your calendar to create content. You're just simply doing like an enrollment call, right? Or like you're doing a coaching call, right? As if it's like your first coaching session, you know?
So tell me, No, that's amazing.
And I was like, dude, that is like, that makes sense. Right.
Exactly.
Like that's totally integrated into like, and that's just coaching, right? Like realtor could do something like that a little different. You know what I mean? So I always find it so interesting, like how you massage podcasting into a business model. And that's why I'm like a huge, like I'm against like direct spot, like chasing sponsors. I'm against like direct monetizing your podcast. Cause I'm like, dude, that's not what it's meant for. It's meant for things like this, you know?
No, for sure. I mean, I have different ideas about sponsors because I do have some, but I just think to keep your quality up and quantity, you need to partner with people who believe in you, right? Or actually want to talk that and ensure that. And the whole thing when I went down the sponsorship route is just remembering that this is your platform. You don't have to say yes to anyone throwing money at you, right? It has to make sense to you and your audience, right? Otherwise, you're just doing it for the money, right? So,
for sure. But, Edwin, I got to run, man.
Listen, brother, thank you. We'll do this again.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is going live, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. But I hope people listening to this got some value. And it'll be amazing to see kind of what happens from here. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.